He had apparently returned from a dinner that was hosted for the leaders and heads of delegation by the Western Central Pacific Tuna Fisheries Commission. And I was just getting into his hotel room, and he received apparently an email on his phone informing him that he's no longer the foreign minister, that portfolio has gone to the prime minister, and that from then on he will be the new Minister of Defence in Fiji.
So how was that sudden change, and I would imagine for the minister, rather embarrassing change, bearing in mind where he was at the time, and how has that gone down with the forum? Has there been much discussion, much reaction?
Well, formally, I think the matter was not raised within the forum itself or by the leaders, but outside the forum proper, some of the leaders were asked about it by journalists, those of us who were outside covering the meeting. And I did note that Prime Minister of New Zealand, John Key, was asked about it. He said personally he was disappointed that they are losing Ratinoke Kumbobola as foreign minister, but he said, you know, that's Fiji's call, and Fiji and Prime Minister Bainimarama has that prerogative of changing who his ministers are.
Now, I know that you are still getting your head around the events that were happening back in Fiji at the time, but just to touch briefly, I mean, what sort of reaction, if any, has there been within the forum, or has it been more a case of private conversations at this stage?
I think the latter is what's happening. The news was just breaking of what's happening in Fiji when the leaders were in their annual retreat, which is just a closed-door meeting of only leaders, not officials. So if the matter was raised, it would have been raised privately with Ratinoke and not during any formal session.
A cynical view, bearing in mind Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama's attitude, well-documented attitude to the Pacific Islands Forum and Australia and New Zealand's continued presence, would suggest that he was trying to undermine the whole affair. I mean, is that being over-cynical?
I think that question will be answered by Mr. Bainimarama. But that, of course, did cross the minds of those of us who were covering the meeting. I mean, what are the kind of implications now that Ratinoke Kumbobola is no longer foreign minister, and that that portfolio has gone to the prime minister himself? So what will that mean for future forum meetings? Will that mean that Mr. Bainimarama will continue his boycott of any forum leaders' events? Or now the fact that there's been additional members like New Caledonia and French Polynesia, will that mean then that he will now drop his boycott and resume his attendance at such meeting? Because remember, he did say that either Australia and New Zealand get out of the forum or let everybody in. So it seems like now that we have new additional members, so maybe Mr. Bainimarama will take a review of what his next position will be.
So just to pick up on that point, you would regard the admission of French Polynesia and New Caledonia as essentially a tactical move, regardless of questions about French influence coming into the forum now, and obviously about the fact that back in New Caledonia that the Kanak minority would not be in favour of New Caledonia being admitted to the forum.
Tactical move was a part of the forum itself. I think it's a bit stretching it if we say that was tactical on the part of the forum in order to maybe appease Mr. Bainimarama. I'm sure if you put that question to the forum itself, they will say that Fiji or any particular leader was not foremost in their mind when they were making their decisions on new members. It's just that they had an application in front of them, and as we were told by the Samoan Prime Minister, it was purely a political decision that they agreed to allow these two in, and not because there's a certain criteria that they need to follow on membership.